everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WWRB 3.185, and we're glad to have you in here tonight. You may be listening on your computer downloads or your micro rebroadcasters, or you might be tuning us in by shortwave 3.185. We're glad to have you in here, and I got a great program, part two of the racial identity covenants of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a firm, absolute guarantee that Yahweh's promises to his people and to his people only shall be realized in the space of time that is allotted for the Gentiles. Now, who's the Gentiles? Well, Psalms number 1484 would tell you that it's ethnos. That's the definition of Gentile. Ethnos. A select racial group of people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Israel is a racial covenant people, and we're going to identify them tonight and isolate them and compare them and the covenants to the rest of the world. You see, the world has adopted the covenant of Israel as their own. And the world has no right to adopt the covenant of Israel for its own. It has no right. There's no biblical reason that they should do so. But they love the romantic style and the language of the Bible. It's almost a comfort to anyone that reads it. And yet, there is dire warnings and consequences for those who use the word of Yahweh deceitfully. That's what we're going to talk about. The lying pen of the scribes collectively used against the true children of Yahweh. Who are they? Well, we're going to find out in the ninth chapter as we start a gestalt, build a foundation, solid, rock bottom, that we could build our faith and our confidence as we march toward the golden dawn of time when we can hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you rulers over many." Wouldn't that be a wonderful day? Just to hear him say, "Well done." But what about this side of the saying? And it's true to me, because it's recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and chapter 31, to be exact, as it basically hands this verdict down from the judgment seat: "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." Now, who are they? Well, those are the transformed ones who rule the religious worlds in an elite priesthood, often keeping the secrets and the powers of revelation locked in their own vaults or in their own hearts and minds, failing to declare the whole counsel that people could be saved. I say the truth. Verse 1, chapter 9, Romans. I lie not, my conscience bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit, Ruach, Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Now, question, was Paul a Jew? And the answer is a resounding no. You say, "Well, Pastor Buddy, my pastor said that Paul was a Jew." Well, he wasn't. According to Paul's own writings in Philippians chapter 3, verse 5, Paul was a Benjamite but he was trained in the Jewish conviction and religion. Now, this religion was anti-Messiah. Now, why would you say that, Pastor Buddy, when they believed that the Messiah and the promises were to come from a Messiah? Well, that's true. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, they, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, they rejected the counsel against themselves. They would not accept this man that came as the Messiah because they mocked him to shame. They ridiculed him. They attacked him verbally and physically. Oftentimes, they stoned him. And they all ridiculed and said he preached through a demon. In other words, a demon was the influence behind his ministry. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that those who preach that the Jews came back from Babylon in the 4th century B.C. are all of Israel. But Dr. Scofield states on page 529 of the Scofield Reference Bible that started this whole, I believe, belief system that the Jews are God's chosen people. He said himself that probably individuals from all of the tribes returned to Jerusalem under Zebulun, Ezra and Nehemiah. But speaking broadly, the dispersion of the 10 tribes, mainly Ephraim, Israel. Now get this. Ephraim, Israel still continues. The dispersion still continues. Nor can they now be positively identified. They lost their identity. They went out and became lost among the Gentiles, not as Gentiles. Racially speaking, the ethnos, or the bloodline descendants, Paul said, for my kinsmen according to the flesh who are Israelites, verse 4, to whom pertaineth the adoption. Oh my, that's a powerful word. Did you know that someone adopted cannot be disinherited? That a child that is once adopted and the legal aspects of the paper signed, that child is forever in the adoption, cannot be taken from the will or estate of the adoptee. Now that's a powerful word, adoption. It changes the whole nature of our course and our purposes and the doctrines that we teach as eternal rather than temporal. We are eternal beings living a temporal experience in a flesh body. I'll repeat that. We who came from above, we who are born from above. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 that Jeremiah was a chosen minister from his mother's womb. It goes on to state further in predestination, and I express my beliefs about that very strongly, that we who are his were predestinated according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 through 10, that we, pertaining to the adoption of the elect of the racial covenant Israelites, although we have drifted or separated and gone astray and are now hidden among the Gentiles, and now ourselves known as Gentiles, as the world has classified people as Jew and Gentile. Now, it's strange. It is very strange that the word Jew doesn't come into being in the Bible in the time of Abraham. And yet, what's this? Most ministers call Abraham from the pulpit a Jew. Have you ever heard him say that? But no people in the Holy Scriptures were called Jews until over into 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 6. Over 1,000 years after Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's a long time that the word did not appear until 2 Kings 16 and 6. And yet, 1,000 years before that, people go back and wrap Abraham in the mantle, descriptive form, word, that he was a Jew. Matter of fact, preachers from the pulpit, now listen to this now, this is the error of the wicked. These are those who are pertaining to the flesh, wisest they can be in words, trained elite serpents, not the children of Yahweh. The children of Yahweh will preach the truth and give you a divine covenant revelation of the adoption pertaining to Israel, not Jew. But you often hear these preachers say that in the book of Exodus, when they talk about the deliverance of the Jews from Egypt. Have you ever heard that? I heard that when I was a young Baptist boy sitting on the pews back in the 40s. Well, the Jews are God's chosen people, and Moses, the Jew, came as a prince, a deliverer, and delivered the Jews out of Egypt. Man, this word Jew has become synonymous with Israel. It has replaced Israel, and the Jew is only 1/12 of the equation of the holy circle pertaining to adoption. Now, why would people exclude the leaven, or identify them as Jews, and include the whole circle of the 12 tribes as Jewish, when Judah was not but 1/12 of the equation? You see how the misconceptions? But the Bible, every time, listen to this now, I'm going to give you some interesting evidence here. The Bible called them Israelites, and he delivered Israel, or the house of Jacob, or Hebrews. Never Jews. Never, never, never anywhere before 2 Kings 16:6 was the word Jew used by either Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, or any of the offspring or the prophets up until the book of 2 Kings 16 and verse 6. Now, why would people, well, it's induction of conditioning to believe a lie. Remember, I started the message tonight in the proper judgment seat of Revelations 20 and 12 and the book of Matthew, chapter 31, where it says that, or 25:31, Matthew 25:31, where it says that Israel will come before him and they will have their day in court. Every knee shall bow unto me. Every tongue shall confess unto me. Some them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, why then would the lying pen of the scribes encourage people to say, well, Lord of God, I'm a Jew. God's people are Jews, and I'm a Gentile, saved by grace. That's basically the Christian philosophy of the pulpit. Trained assassins of the word. Trained to deceive the very elect. Ladies and gentlemen, and I know that the chosen race or God's chosen people that you believe that are Jews are the people of Israel. Now, there's other tribes you've never heard. Well, the tribe of Joseph is God's chosen people. You never hear that said. And yet, the tribe of Joseph has a birthright. And according to the scriptures, and according to the teaching, the Messiah, the Israelite Messiah, came from the tribe of Joseph, not the tribe of Judah. Oh my. And ladies and gentlemen, the people of the book are now known as Jews instead of Israel scattered abroad. Now, notice this. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, what does that mean? I've been teaching. I did a series just recently on the firstborn. And I didn't even use the scripture in context to that message. And there was a reason why that I did that. Because there are firstborn in all categories, but only one firstborn in the statehood of Godhood. God, the firstborn, from the kingdom of heaven. Now, Adam himself was a chosen one from heaven. The second Adam was from heaven, a type. So then, when we say that Adam was not of this earth earthly, he was a later introduction after the rest of the book of Genesis, chapter 7, where Adam was formed out of, because there wasn't no man to till the ground. Adam wasn't there. But we do know that there were man-like creatures that inhabited the earth before Adam came. Adam is only a recent introduction. Everybody thinks that Adam was a Jew. Everybody thinks that Christ himself was a Jew. And so the misconception, and that's why that I'm teaching on this series, Racial Covenant Israel, or Racial Identification of the Covenant of Israel. To Israel alone was the covenant made. To Israel alone was the covenant made. And this covenant is still in vogue. This covenant is still real. It has never been disannulled as long, listen to this, as long as there is a sun and a moon. Listen to this now. There shall be Israel before me. Now, the days of Noah brought about a startling decision by the mighty ones, Yahweh and his angels, Because when they looked down upon Noah, a descendant of Adam, 10th generation, in 10 generations, Satan and his agents were at work in the earth, and they had transformed the family of Adam into a miscegenated, sexually mixed blood, almost to the destruction of the entire family of Adam. That's how close it was. Let me give you a startling reminder of the man we call Christ. Matthew chapter 24. As it was in the days of Noah. Now, in the days of Noah, there was racial miscegenation, blood mixing. And what have we got going on today? As it is in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And Satan has a divine plan worked out in the fallen God status, divine in the sense that it's a fallen divine plan. And that is to destroy the seed of Yahweh. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. Regarding the migration of the Jews to Palestine in 1976, let me give you a statistic. You think that the Jews are God's chosen people. And Yahweh's covenant says, I'll make your seed as the sands of the sea and the stars of heaven. If he was only talking about the house of Judah, then he would have excluded 12 other sons of the covenant, meaning the whole house of Israel, with the adopted sons of Ephraim and Manasseh. 28 years after the United Nations approval of an occupational place for those who call themselves Jews to return to the land that they were only 2.9 million Jews there, compared to 8 million in the United States alone. Only 2.9 million were sent back to a place called Palestine in 1948, May the 14th. They gave it as a title, Israel. And they flew the two pyramids linked together as the national flag of blue and white, as a symbol that Israel now had officially became the lost Israel, had been found. And nobody calls that place over there the land of Israel. It's called the land of the Jews. A place of the Jews. You've got to be Jewish. You can't even claim to be Israelite. I could claim to be Israelite, but I can't go back over there unless I've got a Jewish mother to vouch for my blood to be Jewish. And yet, listen to the startling figure. Less than 8%, the other 92%, do not have any Jewish blood whatsoever related to their father, Jacob, Isaac, or Abraham. Most of these are the transformation of the 8th century Khazars that have now been given the preferred treatment, you might say, and taken back to a place in Palestine and given a homeland. These are what we know today as Zionist Jews. The Hasidic Jews, and mostly in the United States, they know that those impostors over there claiming to be Jews and are not, but are out of the house of Satan. synagogue of Satan. These are not racial covenant identified sons of Jacob. Now, I have spent numerous hours of telling you the complex blood mixtures of the failure of Judah to stay poor. Judah was what we would consider a race mixer. He came down into a country of the Canaanites, and there he met a beautiful Canaanite woman. And the Bible declares that her name was Shua. And there, she and Judah were married, and he fathered three sons by the union of the Canaanite woman, and produced Er, Onan, and Shelah. Out of this union came death pronounced by Yahweh himself. He killed the wicked sons of that offspring. He killed the first two. Yahweh himself killed, and I know people don't like to hear that, but Yahweh was not pleased with Judah of the Israelite heritage blood. He was an Israelite, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know why that we call the house of Jacob Israelites, their offspring? It's simply because Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And that's not Israel, that's Is-Yah-El. El is Yah in right to left language. El, our equivalent of God. God is Yah. That's how that would be sounded from the reverse of right to left. God, or El, is Yah. Yah was a fabrication of the lying pen of the scribes. They've changed it to is Yah-El, or Yah, or El is Yah in the Hebrew. They've changed it over to Ra, the Egyptian sun god. Just like on the other end of the spectrum, over the curve, advancing hundreds of years into the future, we have the whole church giving us another name of Ra in its purest form of mythical gods. Ra is nothing but the sun worshippers. December the 25th of Iesus is nothing more than the introduction of another false god, and so we are surrounded, or we are impounded into our consciousness, and we're conditioned to call upon these pagan gods, Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, for the sake of trying to break the spell, or the stigma, or the conditioning of hundreds of years of false words now ingrained so deeply into our mind, it's almost impossible to eradicate. And as the whole church of Revelation 17 says, give us the first 7 years of your child's life. We will condition it, and you will never be able to pull out what we put in, whether it be right or wrong. Is Yah-El? And the answer is yes. Indeed, El is Yah. For Yah is El. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the pronounced dispersed Israel of its Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24, listen. I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. Ezekiel 36, 24. Are these Jews being gathered from heathen land? Or Christian? Ladies and gentlemen, something has been changed here. Notice what he says here in verse 5. Yahweh goes on to say, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put in you, and I will take away the stony heart, or the conditioned words. I take the pagan Baals or gods or lords or Jesus. I'll take them out of your mind and out of your stony heart, and I will give you heart of flesh, and you shall know me. Does this mean that the Israelites were to become Christian in their new land, or those believers in Christ Yahweh, the eternal God, instead of Christ, Jesus? Well, the devil on the other spectrum of the curve kept the Bible under wrap for 1,500 plus years before anybody ever got to enjoy sitting down and reading the Bible. And once you read it, they already had the conditioned words put in place, and the conditioning began immediately. And so now, 400 to 500 years later, we're so conditioned to say these names, such as Jesus, which was originally Jesus, Strong's number 2424 in the Greek, for your reading information, to prove that the sounding of the word is not Jesus, not meant to be Jesus, for in the Greek it was sounded E-A-Zeus, which is exactly what they wanted you to say. And when you say Jesus in a slowed down verbalization of that word, you are saying Jesus. In Spanish, you are saying Hey Zeus. Both words exclaiming and glorifying the party or the principle Zeus, a mythical god, just like the original Osiris in the Egyptian pagan myths, that Osiris worshipped in those days as the resurrected god, and in the times to come, this resurrected God, who the Christians are looking for, and the Jews have made to believe the Ra, the sun god, is Ra, the sun god, will combine to worship with the three unclean spirits that come out of the mouth of the beast like frogs, unclean. These three unclean spirits are the major religious organizations today that will definitely combine into one new world order religion, brought to you courtesy of the mind conditioning and the deceitful practices of the wise ones, the trained ones, the elite, the priesthood of the Baal cults, of the blood parasitical forms of these demons, as they will come upon the earth in the last days, cast the truth to the ground, and prosper and practice their blood cult new world religion as the elite, the parasites, if you will, the kings of the earth. They will sit on these thrones, temporary, until the great one, the one that claim to be their gods go to these secret organizations. They do not worship the God of the Bible, Yahweh. He is taken out, removed, excluded, and included is these pagan Horus, the sun gods, the Osirises, and the Zeuses, and the Jupiters, and the image, and the Astoros of the goddess. And the elite work together day and night to establish a place of authority or a throne for this magnificent Osiris, Zeus, Jesus, to sit on the throne, showing himself that he is God and will deceive the who? The very elect, if it's possible. Listen to this now. Cruden's Concordance. I was looking at that today, and it states, it is generally believed that there was no return from the captivity of the Assyrians of the Ephraim, Israel, or Northern Kingdom, and that the ten tribes never came back after their dispersion. And so we see that both Scofield and Cruden agree there must now be descendants of Israelite not known as Jews. Where are they? Pray tell me, who is the champion, the knowledge and the wisdom and the Bible of proving, number one, that the true God of Israel incarnated into a flesh body, not from the blood of a Jew, because of the things that Judah did. And ladies and gentlemen, he does not have a qualified firstborn to achieve the status of being birthright. And in fact, he was never given birthright status anywhere in the Bible. Nowhere. Nowhere can anyone prove that Judah had any claim to the birthright.
We'll say, well, it don't matter. It's just who's got the scepter.
Well, the scepter is nothing but a big stick. The birthright has a covenant promise to the racial identity of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very important that we believe this. Notice this in Josephus, in his Antiquities of the Jews, says in Book 11, Chapter 5, wherefore, there are but two tribes in Asia and Europe subject to the Romans, while the ten tribes are beyond the Euphrates until now. And they are immense in multitudes, and not to be estimated by numbers. He wrote this during the time of Christ. Now, it coincides with the command, the famous command of the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. Go not to the Gentile, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 10, verse 5 and 6. Where are the racial covenant dispersed Israelites that are scattered among the Gentiles, now known strictly as Gentiles, but are, as the Bible says, the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Now, let's go quickly to the book of Romans again. Now, I say then, brother, hath God cast away his people? Who is his people? That's why we're teaching the series tonight as racial covenant identity people trying to find our way. ladies and gentlemen, I've been in this for years. Now I'm seeing a slow, gradual awakening of a greater number of people as I speak. Now, there are literally thousands of Israelites among the Gentiles who are not Gentiles, but are racially covenant Israelites waking up around the world to the message of racial covenant identity. Oh, what a blessing. Blessed are those into whom he will not impute sin. Hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I am a Jew, Paul said. Well, I thought you said, well, Pastor Buddy, this wasn't to the Jews. Well, that ain't what Paul said. But that's what the preachers would tell you. And if I was preaching it, you would just raise up and shout, God bless the Jews. Glory to God, the Jews. Here's what Paul said. Verse 1, it's right in your Bible. We mostly overlook what it says, and then we listen to what the preacher says. But it would pay you to search the Scripture for yourself. For wherein you think you have eternal life, you don't have any. I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Now remember, Abraham had other seeds. And those Jews of John 8:37-44 claim to be Abraham's children. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Abraham had some children that went over to Cain and married into the Cain family. No Canaanite will enter the gates of heaven. I repeat that. No Canaanite. There will not be one Canaanite, Edomite, according to Zechariah chapter 14, the last verse, there will not be one Canaanite in the kingdom. Now, if an Israelite is deceived and persuaded to lay with a Canaanite, such as Judah was persuaded and tempted and laid with Shua, the Canaanite woman, we have problems here, ladies and gentlemen. I have a brother that believes that Shua was the name of the man, and the Canaanitess, the word is, her name is not given, but I think the book of Jasher does tell us what her name was, and it wasn't Shua. So then, there is some controversy even about her name, but we know for one thing and we agree, she was a Canaanite. The Bible would tell you she's a Canaanite, and Yahweh killed the first two children from the union of Judah and the Canaanitist woman that he married. Would have killed the third one had she been given, or he had been given to Tamar. Yahweh was trying to defend by killing. This is a mercy killing, ladies and gentlemen. To keep the blood of the snake out of the house of Israel. You need to write for my CD how the snake got into the house of Israel. Then you'll know the rest of the story. See, we're just getting part of the story in the Christian church. They won't teach this in the Christian church. Nowhere, in no denomination, including the Mormons. Certainly not the Jehovah's Witness. And more than certain, not the Baptists. And the Pentecostal won't go there. They won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. So I don't know where you're going to go in a Christian church to get this message that you're hearing at this late hour, and I appreciate all of you Easterners that have set up tonight to study with Pastor Buddy and the racial covenant identity of the true house and the true blood. The 1905 Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 21, page 249. Read it for yourself. Reads like this. If the 10 tribes have disappeared, they must exist under a different name. Again, they must be a people not called Jews. That's their own Jewish acknowledgement in their encyclopedia, volume 21, page 249. They must be under a different name. What name? What about it? God hath not cast away his people. God has not cast away his people. He scattered them for disobedience. And they become a mighty multitude because they want to be like the heathen. He let them go among the heathen. And they forgot their nationality. They forgot their racial purity. They forgot their covenants, which Yahweh foreknew. Remember I said those he foreknew he did predestinate. Now these are predestinate people. If you're an Israelite scattered among the heathen, the Gentiles. But did you know America at one time was strictly an Israelite nation of a people that fled the religious persecutions of the European times, when they came here by the shipload, by the shipload, by the shipload, as the explorers of the House of Dan and the adventuresome spirits of Ephraim and Manasseh led the other tribes into the new kingdom where there would be a land, listen, ladies and gentlemen, a land of unwalled villages, for he said in Genesis 22:12, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Are the Jews called sons of Isaac? Are they called Saxons? Oh, you don't call the Jew a Saxon. But in Isaac shall your seed be called. Isaac, sons of laughter, the Israelites, the Saxons, the Isaacsons, or the Saxons, or the Saxtons. They shall be like the sands of the sea, as promised in the 17th verse of 22 Genesis, that Yahweh would make them a new covenant, recorded in Jeremiah 31, He made the house of Israel. Hebrews 8 is a verification that with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, yet people teach its effect that this covenant, which was to make Israel a Christian people, or a people that believed in a Hebrew God, we have now been converted into a heathen God, a God of the Jews, a God of Antichrist, who will not even use the name of God. And the Bible said, whosoever calleth upon the name of God, which is the name of Yahweh, none other name given, guaranteed 7,000 times in the Hebrew language, Yahweh is the God of Israel. There is not another God. Though you preach it, it doesn't make it true, and you'll have to answer for it sooner or later. In Deuteronomy 15, God promised Israel, thou shalt lend to many nations. Look at that little nation over there right now. It's a charity nation, propped up by those who call themselves Christians, who are 90% at least Israelites, with a sympathy of blindness. But thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but thou shalt not reign, they shall not reign over thee. What people lend and give money to the heathen nations? What people have always been rulers over the heathen
but have never had any other race rule over them. You ought to figure this out in a heartbeat, ladies and gentlemen. You ought to know. You ought to understand that in Psalms 147, Yahweh said, He showeth His word to Jacob, Israel, His statutes and His judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt with any other nation, for His judgments, they have not known them. The Aryan white race prints and worships from millions of copies of His statutes and His judgments, and only Israel wants to have them. Does that make Yahweh a liar? Or is the house of Israel white, Nordic, racial identity? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the crowning achievement of the glory of the blushing Caucasians who crossed the Caucasus from captivity of the Assyrians in 721 B.C. and found themselves lost, dispersed, but great and mighty, fulfilling the covenant promise of He that could see beyond a few hundred years down the road to what this glory would become. But take heed that they would be a parasite that would follow like the heel fly following a herd of cattle. Or like the parasites that bore into the back of the cattle and sucked the living blood. That's the story of Esau and Esau, Edom, and Canaanites. They're the money changers. They are those who are parasitical, who have lived off the major body of Israel, making Israel, the people of the covenant, bow to them as God's chosen people. Ladies and gentlemen, it shouldn't be so. The Khazars converted in the 8th century. They got the preeminence of convincing the world as they volunteered to load on the ships and come back. These are the Khazar Edomites. And now they are barriers from the most prosperous nations in the world, Great Britain and the United States. The leaders of the 10 tribes of Israel. We have propped that little country up blindly. But notice here, in verse 8, and I've got to close because I'm not going to have time to finish up here. We will finish tomorrow night this message in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, according as it is written. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see. That's why we're supporting that little country over there, because we don't have any spiritual eyes. Ears that they could not hear unto this day. And David said, let their table be made a snare. Ladies and gentlemen, we broke Yahweh's laws and covenants. When we're the principal firstborn, Ephraim is my firstborn, Jeremiah 31:9. But the firstborn went out and desired the husk of the heathen corn of paganistic worship, and we ate in their hog pens, if you will. As princes, we lowered ourselves to the heathenistic ways and went astray, and Yahweh gave us up to worship idols, blinded us. And David said, let it become a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. And ladies and gentlemen, it is so. Well,
I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is coming soon. I'm sponsored tonight, but my sponsor, made possible tonight by Brother Mark and his lovely wife, Sister Audrey, in the great state of Mississippi. Boy, those Mississippi brethren really love the truth of Israel. We'd like you to call us tonight, area code 423-626-2172 at the office. And if you'd like to call me on the road, I'm at Hallelujah Acres Live tonight around the world. That is 423-338-1972. Write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll see ya around the world tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, WWRB 3.185. Yahweh bless you.